Hi, Chris Glynn here with the Nightlight Podcast. We have a new guest for you to meet on today's program. Her name is Chastity Dawn. And where are you speaking to us from, Chastity?
I am just outside of Atlanta, Georgia, in the U.S.
Chastity is a blogger and author of a new book, From the Wilderness to the Narrow Path, A Journey of Surrender and Course Correction. She also has a beautiful website where she posts devotionals, which she both writes and narrates. Chastity, it's great to have you on the program. What are you going to share with us today?
Thank you for having me, Chris. It's such a pleasure and an honor to be here. What I would like to discuss today is understanding seeking the kingdom of God and the simplicity of a relationship with God.
Nightlight's interview of the week.
Chastity, I think you better explain this quickly before we lose half our audience, but you told me that you no longer call yourself a Christian. Now, why is that?
So that is correct. And just to clarify quick before anyone turns us off, right. I do call myself a follower of Jesus Christ. So the reason why I no longer call myself a Christian is because, first and foremost, Jesus never called us Christians.
Yes.
And he simply said to follow him.
That's right.
And being a Christian has become so synonymous with the religion of Christianity. And I think all over the world, we've experienced, people with church hurt, church issues. And when I am having conversations with people who are either not believers or former believers, there's a lot of feelings that they have surrounding when you hear the word church or when you hear the word Christian.
It's true.
So I found that it's easier to explain it to them by saying, hey, Jesus didn't give us a religion. He wanted us to have a relationship with him. He simply said to follow him. So I am simply a follower of Jesus Christ.
Understood. That's absolutely right. Well, Chastity, before we go any further, maybe you could just tell us something about your background. Who are you? Where you're from?
Sure. I grew up, born and raised in the USA in the Midwest, in St. Louis, Missouri. I lived there for the first 19 years or the first 23 years of my life. Sorry. And then I moved to Chicago, still in the Midwest. So about 5.5 years ago, I visited the Atlanta, Georgia area for the first time. And after one visit, I saw how green and beautiful it was and decided I should move to Georgia. So I had no idea what God had in store for me because I moved here without knowing many people at all. And I had no idea that God had a plan in this to turn my life right side up, is what I'll say. It didn't feel like it at the time. But I've always been a believer. I grew up going to private schools. I've always been in church, mostly denominational churches. And I thought that I was living a life of obedience. You know, I knew God. I love God. I spent time praying. But it wasn't until around 2010 that I visited a non-denominational church that spoke about relationship with God.
Right.
And I had no idea, but that was just the beginning of an amazing journey to open me up to what God has for me and to share with others.
Praise God.
Nightlight. For myself and for many people, COVID was a huge turning point.
Absolutely.
So March of 2020, I feel like I've heard a lot of stories, and the best place to begin is in March of 2020. And like I said, my life at that point was turned right side up, but I went through so much. And I feel like each of us has these areas that we struggle with more than others. And what God had to teach me in this season was I needed to deal with my issues of attachment. I went through a relationship, and I'll say a very inappropriate relationship that I should not have been in to begin with.
Okay.
But it just speaks to our human nature and the mistakes that we make and situations we involve ourselves in.
Yes.
But God will use those to teach us, you know, the lessons that we need and to help us to grow closer to him.
Amen.
So this relationship was a mess and it ended horribly. And at that point, I was at one of the lowest points emotionally. So we're in the middle of COVID and the world is just kind of crazy. I also was at a job where I thought I was going to retire from this place. And so the rug was pulled from under me with that. I was forced to resign from a job that I thought I would be at for, you know, until retirement.
Gosh.
So all these things seem to be just unraveling over the last 3 years plus now that we have been dealing with COVID. Now it's a part of our vocabulary.
That's true.
So my issues that I needed to address, the main one in order for God to really get my attention is he had to show me my attachment issues, whether it was to a job or to a relationship. The bottom line was I had these attachments to all these external things when I should have only been looking to God.
Right.
And I think I got to a point where there were a lot of tears and I found myself asking God a question. Well, lots of questions. And one of those questions that bothered me the most is regarding the Lord's Prayer.
Okay.
So within the Lord's Prayer, we have the words, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven."
Yes.
And my life absolutely did not feel like I was experiencing on earth as it is in heaven. And so we tend to look at those words in such a way that we're looking forward to going to heaven and we're looking forward to Jesus's return so that we can have heaven on earth. And in the meantime, I think I've always believed that, you know, we're just supposed to suffer through life and you just do your best. And then I asked God, if you can't lie, why would you tell me to pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," if it seems that I can't have it?
Right.
And God answered in the most amazing way. And that's what led to my book and me sharing my story. You know, the reality about "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," I had it all wrong. I was looking forward to just going through life and just getting by and then looking forward to heaven. But when Jesus prayed for his disciples, and if you don't mind reading John 17, 13 through 19.
Sure. "And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth."
So what that means is that we have work to do here now while we're on the earth.
Yes.
We can have on earth as it is in heaven. Most of us simply don't know how to do it and what is required to do it.
Right.
So it took me on this journey. And God answered the question. And the bottom line is that he gave me some very simple steps. And I share in the book that these are steps that God provided to me for my journey. But I am sharing it with others because I believe it is foundational for everyone who
Right.
wants to walk in close relationship with God and with Jesus and to understand living in the kingdom.
Inspiring you to love and serve Jesus more. You're listening to Night Light.
By the way, if you enjoy my reading of the King James Bible, you can now download the full KJV audiobook from our new Shopify online store, along with all the other audiobooks that you see on this channel. And prices are extremely reasonable, and you'll be helping our ministry of recording audio Bibles in many different African languages. The link to the online store is pinned to the top of the comments section, so please do pay a visit and check it out.
We have a guest tonight on Nightlight.
And our guest is Chastity Dawn, her first time that we have the pleasure of meeting her on the show. So, Chastity, what were the steps that the Lord showed you to be able to experience God's kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven?
Well, first and foremost, we want to commit our lives to Jesus and receive the Holy Spirit.
Right.
This is the process of being reborn and understanding what that means and who Jesus is as our Savior.
Yes.
The second step is to understand why God created the world. So as I went through each of these steps, there was a lesson in it. So for the first step, committing to Jesus and receiving the Holy Spirit, if you could read Psalm 37, 5 through 6.
Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday.
So that just goes to show that when we commit our lives to Jesus, that's the only thing we need to do. And he takes care of the rest. And the rest of our journey is just learning about how to walk that out. So the second step, understanding why God created the world, I spent quite a bit of time on this. So if you could read Isaiah 6:3.
And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
So that answers the question. God created the world for his glory. I sent an example that I saw that I found really helpful. And it was two circles, one with heaven and the second with earth. And when God created the world, what he wanted to do is bring heaven from the spiritual realm to the physical realm, and he created man to take dominion and basically live out on earth as it is in heaven.
Right.
So in the beginning, those two circles were completely aligned with one another. We had the kingdom of God here on earth, the physical manifestation of it. And when the fall of man took place, that separated us from God, and we no longer had dominion. We essentially gave the title deed to earth over to the devil.
Right.
And we no longer had dominion. So we were separated in such a way that now the earth runs rampant with sin. We're born into sin, and we are conditioned to believe certain things based on this sinful existence.
Right.
So in seeking the kingdom of God, what I needed to understand is, well, God created the world for his glory. His original intent has not changed.
That's right.
And for those of us who walk with him, we can still have that.
Amen.
Now, it's not going to be the same as it was in the beginning, but those overlapping circles now become, there's this middle section there called the kingdom of God. And that is also known as the secret place. This is where we discover that we are in this world, but not of it. So we still have to navigate the human realm, for example, but we operate based on the spiritual realm. I'll come back to that a little more when we talk a little more deeply about the kingdom. But the next step was to repent. So if you could read Matthew 4:17, please.
Matthew 4:17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Thank you. So this is something else that I did not fully understand in the way that God intended for me to understand. I previously looked at repentance as just, okay, I've accepted Jesus as my Savior, and I only need to just ask God to forgive my sins, and then we move on.
Right.
And what I learned is the Hebrew word for repent is teshuva. And I may be pronouncing that incorrectly. I've heard various variations of it.
Okay.
But the bottom line is, it means to turn around. So we need to make a U-turn, and we need to change our ways. And in that, I discovered that sometimes that needs to happen frequently, whether it's every day, multiple times a day. We have to remember that we are set apart, and we literally have to make a U-turn and turn away from the ways of this world. But as quickly as we go out into the world, we can easily get pulled back into it. So
that's right.
I'm learning to live a life of repentance. When I go about my day, if I find myself being pulled toward another path, then I know to stop and talk to God, because I'm in this world, not of it. I don't have to move the way the rest of the world moves.
That's right.
So once I understood that, it made a huge difference. And then the next step was to seek wisdom. That was a very important part of the journey. Another one that I misunderstood. So if you could read James 1:5, please.
If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him.
So wisdom is something that I looked at as a situational thing. Like if I was approaching something that I had never done before or had no knowledge of, I would ask God to give me wisdom in certain areas. And what I've learned for my journey is every morning when I spend time with God, I ask for wisdom in everything.
Yes.
One thing that I heard someone say in speaking about how to navigate in the kingdom of God, it was said, like, how do I do this in the kingdom? How do I take a shower in the kingdom? How do I brush my teeth? Everything we do, how is this done with a kingdom mindset? So I've learned, and I'm continually learning, to seek wisdom in everything that I do. So I may have a plan for how I'm going to go about my day. It may be something that I've done hundreds of times, but I still need to ask God to give me wisdom for this day, for this moment, as I approach each task in my day. So that was huge. And it made such a difference to learn more about repentance and seeking wisdom as not being these one-time things like one and done. It is a continual process in order for us to grow closer to God.
Inspiring you to draw closer to God. You're listening to Nightlight.
The next step is really the heart of the journey, and that is seeking the kingdom. And this is what I'm most excited about. So if you could read Matthew 6:33, please.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Thank you. So like I said, this one is the heart of the journey, and this is one thing that really helped me because I feel like this is what I really needed to understand. It doesn't matter how much of everything else I understand. If I don't understand the kingdom, then I don't understand where I live.
That's right.
So the example that I use is, imagine you want to relocate. Say if I want to move to another country.
Right.
We know that we're going to do our homework. We're going to research because we're looking for a certain lifestyle when we move to this new place. So whether we're looking for a place with a solid infrastructure, we want peace, we want them to, you know, we want this country to be a wealthy place. We want to make sure our needs will be met. And we want to learn about the laws that will be required to follow.
Right.
Because I don't want to move to this new place and end up in jail, right?
Yes, of course.
I want to make sure that I'm able to enjoy living in this place.
Yes.
And so as I learn about the laws, then I want to know also, well, what are the benefits? What rights do I have as a citizen? And so what I learned and what God had to teach me is that the Bible, every part of it, the entire word, that's our constitution. You know,
yes.
This is where we learn the laws that we are required to follow. This is where we learn the rights and benefits. And one thing that I experienced a lot of in church, I would hear these sermons about, you know, all the promises of God. And, you know, you pray God's word back to him and you stand on these promises. But there was not a lot of talk about the level of responsibility that we have. So there's all these, I guess, somewhat topical applications, just trusting God. And it's like, well, how do I do that? You know, like, how do I apply this to my real life?
Right.
Then I had to ask God, well, how do I seek the kingdom? I understand that I have rights in the kingdom and I have responsibilities and I want to get this right. So how do I seek the kingdom? And that is when he showed me the steps. And it essentially came down to reading God's word. It's so simple. And that felt overwhelming because I think I always approached the Bible as is so hard to understand.
Right.
What I'm learning is that it's really not as hard to understand as I thought. It was just a bit of a mental block that I had because it felt so overwhelming. And what I love about, you know, the time we're in now is the technology and everything we have access to. So if I want to do a deep dive into the book of Genesis, for example, there's so many teachers out there.
Yes.
Now, because there's so many teachers out there, we have to be careful because not all teachers are truly teaching God's word.
That's right.
And we want to make sure that we are led to the right teachers.
Absolutely.
And so in this seeking the kingdom, the biggest part of it is to make sure that I'm continually in touch with the Holy Spirit because I'm now filled with the Spirit, right?
Right.
And so it is so important that as I go on this journey, when I approach the topic of reading God's word, then I talk to God and ask him to just fill me with the Spirit so that I can understand what I'm reading. You know,
yes.
And to point me in the right direction. Do I need to start with Genesis? Do I need to start with Revelation? The bottom line is about living a Holy Spirit-led life. So reading was the first component. I had to learn to spend more time in God's word.
Yes.
The next thing was talking with God. That one, I think, was a big one because in church, I grew up thinking that you had to be in a certain posture and there had to be a certain structure to your prayer. And we do need structure, but I'll get to that in a moment. But the posture, it was like, you know, you have to have this certain amount of time set apart and you have to do it this way. And all of these things, these rules and whatnot. The bottom line is that we can just talk to God just like you and I are here. You know, in this situation, having a conversation and speaking and listening to one another, because that's what talking with God is all about.
That's right.
It's about talking and listening.
Yes.
So in talking to God, you know, the Lord's Prayer that he gave to us, I tend to use that as a template because it's really everything we need. So we spend all this time thinking about how should I pray? You know, how is this done? So how is it done in the kingdom? Well, the way Jesus told us to do it when he gave us those words, our Father who art in heaven, you know, we thank him and we praise him, you know, hallowed be thy name. So then we say, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father God, bring your kingdom from the spiritual realm here on earth so that I can live in it and just live this beautiful journey out according to your will. I'm getting lost here. So
no, it's fine.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. That is something we should ask for daily, whatever that looks like in your life. If you're waiting for God, if you're looking for a job, you know, you submit that to God and you just let him know, according to his will, what does that look like? Like, God, I applied for this job or I'm waiting for this, but I want your will for my life, Father God. So show me what you want me to have.
Yes.
You know, we have to relinquish control. Forgive us our trespasses and forgive those who trespass against us. We need to continually ask for forgiveness and we need to continually check our hearts and make sure that if there's anyone, like the Bible says, if there's anyone that we are holding a grudge against, so we need to check ourselves because we can't have any expectation that God will forgive us if we won't forgive others. Just going through, you know, and thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. So talking with God is so much easier than a lot of us have been taught that it needs to be.
That's right.
So we have reading. We have talking, and then we have listening. And I think this is very important because you can't just submit your request to God and throw it out there and not be prepared to understand how to hear from him because he speaks to us in some of the most amazing ways. And I think for each of us, the beauty of our personal relationship with God is understanding how he communicates with us. There are you know, books out there, or, you know, you may find videos or teachings about how to hear the voice of God. I know for me, it's kind of funny, but I feel like God always speaks to me when I'm in the shower.
Really?
You know, you're in a very vulnerable place there, you know, so he truly has a captive audience. And so I'm listening, you know, and at this point, I look forward to it. And then, you know, once you discover the ways in which God speaks to you, then it requires your obedience.
Yes.
That is the hardest part, because we are struggling against our human nature and we want life to work out a certain way because we've been conditioned to believe that it should work out a certain way. If we use the example of someone applying for a job, for example, or someone who's in a job and they are completely unhappy, well, is that what God told you to do? Or is this what you think you should be doing based on the conditioning of this world? So then we have to ask the question, how is this done in the kingdom? You know, I know that God has placed a gift in each of us.
Yes.
Because he created the world for his glory. He put us in it to have dominion, and we are to do everything to glorify God.
Amen.
And I think that in the process of growing up and living life and having all these experiences, many of us have gotten so far away from the gift or gifts. You know, some of us have many that God has placed in us and in different seasons of life.
That's right.
I've gone through so many seasons of life, but one thing that I know is that he didn't create any of us and not give us something, you know?
Yes.
And it's just a matter of us seeking that out and understanding. And I would say that if anyone were to sit down and think about it, they know what was placed in them, but they may be facing some fear about how to approach it. And what I would say to that is ask God, how do I do this in your kingdom? You've placed this gift in me, but I'm afraid to pursue it. So it always comes back to, how is this done in the kingdom?
Yes.
And then letting the Holy Spirit be your guide.
Amen.
When you learn to hear the voice of God and you hear it, it's like we get those little nudges. I think everyone can probably relate to this as well. You get these little nudges where it's like, I know I should do this, but then we quickly just discard it because we are either afraid, it's too far outside of our comfort zone, it's something we've never done. We can come up with so many reasons why.
It's true.
And the moment we choose to not be obedient to what God is trying to lead us to, that is the moment where we may altogether like delay or forfeit what he wants to do, because we've got work to do. This is serious business.
It is.
And so we have to step up at some point. And that is how you have on earth as it is in heaven, by understanding the laws of the kingdom. Like, you are an ambassador of this kingdom. You need to understand it. And that's what it comes down to. It's really, really so simple. And each of those steps that we talked about, or that I just discussed, we repeat it, you know, over and over. This is a way of life. So I don't care how busy you are, find time to spend with God.
Yes.
Even if it's just a few minutes, he will redeem your time, you know.
Absolutely.
If any of us has time to watch a TV show, we have time to spend time with God.
Switch off and switch on to Nightlight.
Chastity, what you've shared has been very helpful, and I know our listeners have really appreciated you sharing your lessons and the journey that you've been on. Before we close, anything else by way of summing up? Anything else that you'd like to share?
I want to share with everyone that my life is not perfect. It's just so much easier now that I've given the Holy Spirit control, and I'm continually learning how to operate within the structure of my home government, heaven.
Home government. I like that.
I have learned, and I am continually learning how to have on earth as it is in heaven. And there are times where we get pulled into the world and there are moments. But what I've discovered is that the more time I spend with God, And the more I learn this, the more it becomes my default setting. So that means I can go out into the world. And if you just imagine this light radiating from you, you know, where there's light, there can't be any darkness. When people approach you, sure, we're dealing with everyone and their human nature. But when you operate in the kingdom is within you.
Yes.
If you go to the grocery store, the kingdom is there. You know, I have a huge expectation when I go out into the world, because I am a citizen of the kingdom and I have these rights, you know? So I trust that God will protect me. I trust that everything will work out in my favor. I am happier now than I have ever been in my life because there are burdens that I used to carry. And I realized I don't have to carry those burdens.
Praise God.
So now I just have this continual peace and joy. And from time to time, there are these moments because the hardest thing about obedience is understanding that when God has made a promise to you, he doesn't necessarily give you the date that he's going to fulfill that promise.
That's right.
And there's always work for us to do.
That's correct.
What I'm learning is that when I have those human moments, I go back and I talk to God and I literally talk to him like I'm talking to a friend, like, God, you know, this human stuff. You made me, so you understand what I'm dealing with. I'm standing on your promises. I'm resting in your promises. But right now, it's kind of hard. And I don't ask him to take the burden. I say, I'm giving you this burden.
Right.
You know, I am giving it to you because you didn't create me to carry this burden.
No.
If I have to give it back 10 times a day, I give it back. So basically, my entire thought process has changed, and I now operate based on the laws of the kingdom. So when you're a citizen of the kingdom, you operate based on the laws of your home government, not where you are. We are a colony here on earth. We're inhabiting the earth, but everything that we do should be based on how it's handled in the kingdom. We operate according to that structure.
Wow. Absolutely.
My entire journey, like I said, it is about continually seeking the kingdom and making it a way of life and my default setting. And so I believe that this is the key to walking out our journey in Christ and enjoying the simplicity and the beauty of a relationship with him.
Yes.
There's so many layers to it, but if you just strip it down to the bare bones and get that foundation right, then you can go deeper than you ever imagined. And God can begin to reveal things to you that he wouldn't previously reveal to you because he needs to trust us with it.
Yes.
You've got to be all in. And once we are all in, then God can reveal secrets of the kingdom to us that have been in front of us the whole time. We just weren't ready for it. So now I can read the Bible and understand more of it. I find that I'm led to the right teachers and the right people who are sharing God's word, just crossing paths with you, Chris, you know, and this connection.
Yes, praise God.
And the platform that you have and so many guests that you've had that I've been able to learn from. It is such a beautiful thing when you operate in the kingdom.
It surely is. Thanks so much, Chastity, for all that you shared. And we look forward to having you back again on the program soon. We'd like to end by just giving a plug for your book and your website.
Sure. My website is chastitydawn.com. And there you can find out all about me. You can also connect with me on social media. My book is called From the Wilderness to the Narrow Path, A Journey of Surrender and Course Correction. And this book is about my surrender and just a story of how God got my attention and simplified my life. And I share more information on the steps in the book.
And you'll find the link to Chastity's website below. And please do also take time to listen to some of her beautiful devotionals. This is Chris Glynn signing out. See you next time. Bye-bye.